Hello?
There you are.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Dave.
Mr. President, how are you?
I'm sorry I missed you earlier. I had a big meeting going on. I've got a few problems in the Dominican Republic tonight.
Oh, you don't have any problems.
How you getting along?
Oh, that's why I called you. I wanted to take one problem off your back. I wanted to tell you that I got a steel agreement.
Well, that's wonderful, Dave. That's wonderful. What does it say?
Well, it says we got 11.5 cents, which the companies will put in the bank, effective May the 1. Sort of an escrow deal, you know? And then we continue our negotiations until August the 1st. And on August the 1st, if we haven't cleaned up everything, either side can serve a termination agreement effective 30 days later, which is September the 1st. But the important thing is that we're over the hump and you got no steel strike on May the 1st on your hands.
That's good, Dave. That's a good job.
It's 11.5 cents money in the bank for our people. And I have no doubt but that they will accept it. And that was why I was calling you. It's to let you know officially that we have done this job, and Mr. Cooper, the U.S. Steel, the chief negotiator for their group, and I worked it out, and Bill Simpkin was very helpful.
Good. Now, what have the companies, what do they have to do, go before some board or something?
Oh, no, they're all set.
Do you all have to take it up? You have to take it up with somebody else?
No, we have to take it up with our wage policy committee, but I have an agreement amongst all of our top guys, so that means no problem.
When will this take place?
Our wage policy committee is day after tomorrow. But there'll be no problem about that. The point is that I wanted to let you know that you don't have a steel strike to worry about.
Mighty wonderful. I appreciate it. Now, what do I say when they ask me about it?
You say you're awfully glad that this was done through the processes of free collective bargaining. Steel Workers Union, a responsible union. You're glad the steel industry has done what it has done, and that's it.
But I won't see you when you get through up there.
I'd sure like to see you, my friend.
All right.
I haven't seen you for too long.
All right. When you get
You know what's happening to me, don't you?
When you get through up there, you give me a ring and come on down here.
Well, I want to come on down to see you because, you know, I've got the works in my own election. They stole the goddamn thing, but I'm not trying. Bill Wirtz has all the details.
You give me a ring when you get through.
Okay. Give my regards to the missus.
Good, Dave. Thank you.
Right on.